Before I start, I just want to make a brief disclaimer. This is a marau, mi prag. The yeshiva, I don't remember ever saying a shmooze from a nesivis item. In fact, I never even heard of this from a nesivis item. Truth is. So how are you allowed to say a shmooze? So I think I want to first put down the hashkafa, the way I understand it. I believe I asked Rosh Yeshiva. I think he told me this pretty befairish. Yeshiva said many shmooze in my marals. The maral wrote a sefer called Gor Aryeh. Yeshiva says there are many, probably over 100 shmuzim. Yeshiva said on the maral mi prag, the Gor Aryeh. So obviously the maral mi prag is a reliable person who you can say a shmooze on. The reason why the Yeshiva would not usually say a shmooze on certain types of svarim is because the nature of our shmuzim is based on what is a person saying. And we use koyach hatzir. In other words, start the other way. Really, you can say a shmooze on anyone if he's reliable. Because a shmooze is just saying, this is what the person says. So if you medayik and you see that's what he says, you can make a shmooze. Except since the way we make a shmooze is we don't just medayik in what he says, we bring in outside information. We bring in who are we talking about, where are we talking about, what's the situation, and we use that as a koyach hatzir. So in certain svarim, you do not know if that's legitimate, because there are different styles in writing in Chumash. There's pshat, there's drush, there's remez, and it could be that the sefer was not using, in pshat you can use all the koyach hatzirs, but if the person wrote his sefer derech remez or derech drush, or the other ayin panim the Torah, then you can't use these koyach hatzirs. There's a certain style, definitely, in, like we call it a vart, where they take a pasuk out of context, and they just say a dvar Torah on the pasuk, on the words of the pasuk, almost irrelevant of the real context. So you can't use a context to say a shmooze. But if you're just reading what the person says, then of course you can say a shmooze. So I didn't want to read the maral. No koyach hatzirs, no outside bekiyas. And I think there's an amazing, amazing shmooze here. Extremely excitistic. Okay, I say I was not reading maral, but I saw this quoted, and it was very amazing. He starts here. His basic question is, how does a person come to love Hashem? And in that is an introduction of what causes love. So he starts out, Kiksas, I want to read the whole thing inside because I think the guys it's very might not have been able to read it all. But I'll try and read it quickly. Kiksas min achamim chashu. Some of the achamim think, ki avo yisrael darishu hafko. People love things generally which are opposites of them. Well, avas ishta ishta, isha. Why a man loves a wife, why? Brehuzov in a keva. Because men and women, as everyone knows, are very, 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 very different. So therefore, that is why they love each other. Because you love opposites. Fehe mechulakim, ain't a shavim. Varaya, a proof to this. Sha'avat is varam shayna shavim. A proof that people love things that are different than them. Ki ucho ava hu chibur. Love causes one to connect. The whole Hebrew, Darash and Adayman, people you connect to something that you're missing that's different than you. Well, the other Shesha Chamim is a person who's hot, Ms. Chabro of Darakar, he connects to something cold. Shuhefakzat, which is the opposite of him. Haaretz Ayabasha, the ground to the, Haaretz Ayabasha, the dry ground once Misavit or Madri, once rain. The Asinah of Enshnei Adayman, and Shavim Adayman. And therefore it follows the opposite that people that are similar hate each other. Kamosha Amru, as Chazal say in the Medrash Rabbah, Breshis Rabbah, Ko'umen Sarabdayim Lasso. If a person has a certain job, he hates other people that have the same job because that person, he looks at him as almost a carbon copy of himself. I'm a tailor, he's a tailor, we're both the same, so I hate him. Gam Tamidah Chamash Abavu, Sonim Zavazet. The Gemara Msachim, which is on the top of the page, that Tamidah Cham and Bavu hate each other. Kidaber shezeh she'ein echad oivat. Kidaber zeh. The reason for this is she'ein echad oivat. Well, people do not love themselves. L'chach kol asher adaber rochimenu. The more that it's far away from you, oivaso. So you like it. But the more that it's closer to you, so you dislike it, because you project yourself on it. And if you don't like yourself, you don't like your carbon copy. The Fiza, according to this chat, there's no question how is a person supposed to love Hashem. Because how can you love Hashem? I Hashem is so different. Hashem is not physical, because still Shayab is Ava, because according to this, just the opposite. The fact that we're different is what brings the Ava. So according to these Hachamim, everything's good. People love things that are different, therefore it's natural for a human to love Hashem. However, what these Hachamim say is not true. Because we see with our eyes, it's not the opposite. A people that belong to one nation, and they're similar. So we see that people do like people that are similar. There's two types of birds, but they hang around together. Why? Because they are the same type of imin. We don't find a person who has this deep emotional love to himself. So according to the first shot, it's very good. He doesn't like himself. According to him, that Adarabba, he likes things that are like himself. So why doesn't he have this emotion to himself? Because love is an emotion. You can't have an emotion for yourself. You're not missing yourself. You're with yourself all the time. So you can't be emotionally, I'm lonely for myself, whatever. Not like the other pshat because they're opposites, but just the opposite. Because we become one. Become one. And you're also, there's a chukah there because it's like one, but it's not mamish one. The love comes because you're one. And that's what really causes love. The fact that something hot wants cold, that's because it fulfills itself. He wants himself, and you fulfill me. They become one. He brought all kinds of riots that people love the opposite. That's because the opposite helps me. And therefore we become like one. Why does one person hate his someone at the same job? The completely different reason. Because sometimes the opposites complete you. Sometimes it's a similar person. Competition hurts you. So you hurt me. Because it's competition. Okay. And we can't have two melachim mishtam shem mikesser echad. Therefore we hate each other. Okay. If I read it too quickly, I apologize. So what comes out here in a very fascinating piece? We have a question. What causes people to love and what causes people to hate? Talking about the norm, the standard, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Obviously, there are people that are different, but in the typical case, what was the master plan? So the Ksas HaChamim, I assume these Ksas HaChamim are great people, say that it's because people have a natural dislike to themselves. That's what he says. That's the starting point. The starting point is people dislike themselves. Therefore, anything which is like themselves, they dislike, which is why Talmid Chachamim and Bavel dislike each other. It's why a person dislikes someone with the same job as him, because the more you're similar to me, if you're exactly like me, I don't like you. Talmid Chachamim, you're exactly Talmid Chachamim, I don't like you, because you're like me, and if I don't like myself, I'm not going to like you. While the other hand, something which is an opposite, you're not like me, you're totally different than me, so I'll like you because you don't have all the things I dislike about myself. So, I think I'm bad, so you if you're the opposite of me, you must be good. That was the first shot. The morale argues, he says, we see people do like things that are like themselves. People in one nation do seem to like themselves more than they like people from another nation. So apparently, the love for yourself is stronger, or that's the force. And therefore, he says a different shot, that really, if I care, the source of love is because you are part of me, you're like me, you're a fulfillment of me, you're the wife fulfilled, makes the husband more fulfilled, the cold makes the hot more fulfilled, and people like things that supplement themselves or are similar to them. I want to tell me you come and dislike each other, that's a different reason, because of competition. Okay. So I wanted to say, obviously, a schmooze in the first reason. Second reason is, you know, it's pretty much what a person normal assumes. It's not a chiddush. People like things that are similar to them. People like things that complement them, that fulfill, make to bring them fulfillment. The first day, it sounds very strange. And you say, well, how can you go ahead and bring a schmooze on the first day? The morale says the first day is wrong. We pass it like the second day. So I think there's two answers for that. First of all, we obviously have to, obviously the first day does not, we'll start the, I'm not sure which way to start easier. We have to minimize the machlekes. It's not like there's such total, seems like they're worlds apart. First day it says people hate themselves and love things that are different. And the second day is pumfakert. Everyone loves themselves and hates people that are different. It's not so. It's not such a gigantic machlokes. So what I would assume, and it's also just not logical that the first day does not admit to the fact that people like things that are similar to them. It just, you can't deny such a thing. It's ma'isim b'chol yom. You meet someone that's like you, there's a certain connection. So what I assume, Shad, is that everybody agrees, but for sure the first day agrees, that we know a person can have simultaneously more than one hargasha. A person, the case in the Shulchan Aruch, person who, lo aleinu, his parent dies, and he yarshins money. So he simultaneously feels sadness that his father died, and he feels happy that he made a lot of money. So you have to make two brachas. You have to make a shechianu and a dayan emes. Now the question is, even though the person has two hargashas, which hargasha is going to be stronger? When he hears the news that his father dies, does he do a dance? Or does he cry? Right? Now there's inwardly he might have two hargashas. They're both there, because there's a good thing and a bad thing. But the ma'isa, one hargasha is stronger than the other and pushes the other one down. So I assume that's what's happening here. Everyone agrees that there are these two forces, these two emotions in the human. On one hand, no one can deny the fact that a person likes himself. I don't believe that the first day would have denied such a thing. It just sounds, it sounds bizarre to say such a thing. So that everyone agrees that people like themselves. But the first day is saying that there's also a hargasha that people dislike themselves. And he's saying that that hargasha is stronger. And therefore, that is what, when you go ahead and it defines what makes your, what drives you in marriage, what drives you in your relationship with people, it's the stronger hargasha. The other day says it's the other way. It's not mistavra to make such a, the other day also would probably agree that there are both hargashas. It's just the love for yourself is stronger. So that would be my first answer, that anyway, it's probably not such a gigantic machlekes rachik mizrach amayah from the first day is. Also, even if you say, not like me, that the second day is completely, totally disagreeing with the first day, mistama, the second day, would agree that there are people that are like the first day. I mean, there are certain achamim that say it, so there obviously are people that way. No one's, for second day is not going to deny that there's nobody like that. I mean, I'm saying this pshat. Obviously, I feel whoever the chacham who said this pshat, nachamim, they were probably that type of person. They looked at themselves. They were felt that way. So I think we have a right to try and figure out the first pshat. What is the first pshat saying? The first pshat says amazing thing. It says people just do not like themselves. He said that befeirish. She'ein echad oev atzma. Now, why doesn't people like themselves? People should like themselves. That's the normal thing. I definitely want to have, you know, they serve ice cream, I get excited. I don't punish, I don't, oh, good, I hit myself. I want to hit myself. You know, you want to care about yourself. So why you don't like yourself? So pshat is, apparently pshat is, that a person knows his own chesroinus more than anyone else. Person's with himself. Person sees his own failures. Every time he makes a stupid mistake, he notices it. Maybe other people don't notice it, but he notices it. Every time he does an aveira, he notices it. Every time he doesn't meet the mark that he was hoping to reach, he notices it. Every time he makes a kabbalah and he doesn't keep it, he notices it. So people notice all their chesroinus. So the first daya says that when you live with yourself and you're constantly noticing all the mistakes you make and all the times, all the aveiras and all the, you know, the errors, you develop a dislike for yourself. Now, granted, the way I'm saying it, there's also, of course, a love for yourself. But the first day is saying that the dislike for yourself is stronger, and therefore that takes the precedence. So you're that when it comes to getting married, you marry someone, you're attracted to someone who is different than you, because your dislike for yourself is stronger than your like for yourself. That's what it means. Samida chamim b'bavel sinim zabizah. And that dislike goes ahead and causes me to want to marry this woman. I'm just using the example of marriage. Okay, that's what I think is pshat. Now the shayla is, just so we can get it a little bit clear, how much dislike are we talking? Are we talking about daki dakis? You know, everything, the Rishiva very often, he says, you know, Yaakov hated Rachel and hated Leah, the daki dakis. Okay, so if it's a daki daki dakis, so then this is, you know, that you can't make much of a schmooze here. On some daki dakis level, person dislikes himself. But that's clearly not pshat here, because he's saying that this dislike is what's fueling the marriage. You know, the reason why men are attracted to women is because, he says, because of this dislike for themselves. If basically, if he meant to say, this first shot, that basically 99.9, you basically like yourself. You have 1% that you dislike yourself. So then you'll be 99% you. And that be, and according to his svara, you look at the woman as not you. He doesn't agree with this answer, that you look at the wife as a compliment for yourself. So if you're 99% like yourself and 1% dislike yourself, then it would not explain how come you hate the Talmid HaChamim and you love the wife. Right? The way he sets it up, the way the first Tarot says, the person, the Talmid HaChamim, hate the other Talmid HaChamim, and Bavel at least, a worker hates his competition because they are similar to him. A husband loves his wife because she's different. And it's all because a person hates himself, doesn't like himself. So obviously, we're talking about that, not that I'm Dakis level. He's saying that the stronger Hargosha in the person's heart is this dislike for himself. Because that's what's generating that the end, because when we say that a person, you know, it could be, you could say that when it says here that a Talmid HaChamim and Bavo hate each other, it's only on a Dakis level. But he's definitely not saying when a husband likes his wife, it's only on a Dakis level. That's not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in the ultimate system is a person supposed to like his wife a lot. And he's saying, what's the fuel that motivates liking your wife? Because I dislike myself. So then, it talking about a major dislike, which is going to bring about a major liking. So it's definitely an amazing day. Definitely something that we would never think of on our own. That people have, it seems from him, a strong dislike for themselves. And not just a regular, but this, I think you could use a kayachas here. He's talking about Talmid HaChamim in Bavel. So, he's Talmid HaChamim Bavel, Talmid HaChamim Bavel. He's saying that's Shah in the Gemara. So, he's saying that Talmid HaChamim Bavel, you're talking about great people. You're talking about the greatest people in the world, that they have this dislike for themselves. You're talking about, obviously, he says, this is how the Hashem created the world and the institution of the world, that the husband and wife are supposed to get married. This is not just for for the lowlife. This is for everybody. So that means that the institution of the world, the way Hashem assumed the world would be, is that people dislike themselves. So according to the first shot, now granted, the second shot says no. The second shot says that dislike is not so strong. Adirabha, the like for yourself is stronger. But according to the first shot, the dislike for yourself is so strong. It overcomes the person's like for himself, and it caused, even by Talmid HaChamim in Bavel, they felt this strong dislike for themselves. And that's the fuel that's supposed to be making your standard marriage. It's because of dislike for yourself. So the first day takes it to an extreme. I say the second day doesn't agree, take it that far. Okay. But even the second day, I'm assuming, would also agree that there are people like the first day. Sure, I assume the achamim that said the first day, they checked themselves and they found that was, you know, otherwise they went to said such a pshat. So the second day is not going to argue that there aren't people this way. It's just saying that that's not the norm, the majority. So what you have here is a very, very amazing yisoid, that at least there are many people, some people, majority of people, all people. But according to the first day, we would say it's all people. According to the second day, we'll say it's some people, that they have a dislike for themselves. What's that nogea? What's the ramification? It's many, many important ramifications. First of all, when a person does find that he's upset with himself, down on himself, angry at himself, dislikes himself, you don't get down. People very often, they get so upset with themselves, and then they assume that there must be something wrong with me. Look, I'm so angry at myself. That's very common. Most, according to the first day, most people are upset with themselves. So it doesn't mean, it's not a raya. The fact that you are so angry at yourself, you're ready to scream at yourself, to give yourself a kick in the pants, doesn't mean you're a bad person just because you're upset with yourself. That's normal, according to the first day for sure. Most people are disappointed in themselves. Even the Talmid HaChamim in Bavel were disappointed in themselves. Right? That was the normal thing, according to the first day. It's typical. That's human nature. People, human nature, according to first day, is that people have feel disappointed. They don't live up to their expectations. And therefore you dislike yourself. There's a certain, some level. I'm saying there's some level, some dimension. Obviously, there's a different dimension that you care and love yourself. But on a certain dimension, you have a dislike for yourself. And therefore, the first nafkamin is not to be shooken up if you find that you really do dislike yourself. That's okay. Welcome to the club. That's for most people, or a lot of people. Some people are like that. The second thing is, I think that it's real. We have to dehear. Once we hear that this exists, we have to hear that it's a problem. Because disliking yourself, depending on how much it goes, is probably a serious problem if it takes it too far. We have the thing on the bottom, which I don't have, but can I borrow a sheet? Yeah. There's a sefer here, Nachlas Tzvi. Nachlas Tzvi is a sefer from Rav Hirsch Pillay. They put out the Tzav. Rav Hirsch Pillay was I'm not sure exactly, his Tzav was Mashkiach or Menahal Ruchni. There were two people in Chevron. One was the Mashkiach, one was the Menahal Ruchni, one was Rav Meir Chodesh, and Rav Hirsch Pillay was the other. They worked together as a team. It's just like in those in Kfar Chassidus, Rav Yehuda Apian and Rav Dov Yafo. There was two positions. I don't know what each position is. So he was the Mashkiach or Minah in Chevron in Gula, which is I think he learned by the altar, or I'm not sure he learned by the altar. His father was a very close Talmud of the altar. He learned in Sabaka, probably in maybe after the altar. I don't know. He was Nifter not so long ago. I remember Rabbi Kinarik actually set me up. I spent a Pesach eating it when I was in Israel in 73. I ate in his house Pesach every day. But anyway, he was a very chashuv person. So he says as follows, Likari v'toira, in order to become close to Torah, in order to mekari someone else to Torah, yefshir b'lo ahavas aprius. Now, if you want to do kiriv, you can only do kiriv if you love people. It's a very scary thought. You want to, the yeshiva pushes harbatzas Torah. So the guy says, okay, I'm signing up. But if you're missing a midah, that you don't love people, you can never be successful in harbatzas Torah. Which is very scary, because there are people who are tremendous Talmid HaChamim, and yet they're not so successful in Harbatzas Torah. They sometimes ask themselves, why not? You know, I'm a better learner. In the yeshiva, I was a better learner than that guy. I learned better. I was a bigger masmid. I was a bigger amkin. I did better in the pupush. How come he's such a successful Rebbe? All these guys flock to his yeshiva and they don't come to me. So he's saying that there's a prerequisite to be successful in the Karv, the Torah. You have to love your Talmidim. You have to love people. So, not so easy. Not so easy. Then he has another line. V'yashur lev is abrius. You can't love people im lo oev kodem etz atzmo. If you don't first love yourself. Ki kruchim advarim shenya. Because they go together. So now it's really scary. Because we want to go into our bus this time. And the only way you can do our bus is if you love people. And you can't love people if you don't love yourself. Right? And we're saying here in a shmooze that most people don't love themselves. You're in big trouble. So it seems what we have to do is you have to work on something. Again, I don't know if you can, according to the first shot, there is a natural dislike for yourself. But there's what I claim is that there's more than the two emotions can come simultaneously. So you can dislike yourself, but also like yourself. Vasachas. So what we have to do is to work on, it's not, we have to realize that it ain't so easy to love yourself. Obviously, if the first day I held, to the extent that he does, it means that it's not such an easy thing. Many, many people do not love themselves. And therefore, even to go ahead, but it seems to be, according to what he's saying, it's not, we need to love ourselves, at least to some extent. Because if you don't have that misdeed of loving yourself to some extent, you can't transfer it to some loving other people. So it's a very important thing to say that it's difficult, very difficult for many people to love themselves, because you're aware of all your chesrayness, and you're aware of all your mistakes. And therefore, you have a natural tendency to put yourself down. And Mimela, if you meet someone who's like you, you also put him down. That was their svara. But a person has to realize that I felt began that the Maisa, with all my mistakes, I'm still okay. There has to be a balance. Because if a person takes it too far, maybe, you know, according to the first day, that's a normal thing. And, you know, maybe you're not supposed to get rid of it totally. If you get rid of it totally, you won't be able to get married. But you have to at least have the proper balance. Person who takes this hargosha too far, that he just doesn't like himself too much, and he's upset with himself too much, and it's very, very dangerous and very unhealthy. So what you have from the site is that it seems it's a very natural thing that people to be angry at themselves. It's very natural. In according to the first day, even the Talmid HaChamim and Bavo had that. And that's almost to be expected. And therefore, if we have that, we shouldn't be disappointed in ourselves, or it's not a riot or there's something wrong to us. But we have to make sure that it doesn't go too far. It doesn't go to the point that, you know, a person gets too upset with himself, he gets depressed. A person gets too upset with himself, he can never like anybody else. So there has to be a certain balance that within the recognition of one's own chesrayness, which does cause a person naturally to feel a certain upset with yourself and dislike with yourself, a person has to at the same time make a seder. You know, guys talk about making a seder and looking at the midas of other people. Sometimes you have to make a seder and looking at your own midas to go ahead and to make sure that you also love yourself so that you can go ahead and love others.